Beirut continues to reel after last week's port explosion that destroyed so much of the city, killed more than 200 people, and wounded thousands. The World Health Organization conducted an assessment of 55 healthcare facilities in the city and says that half are now unable to function and care for those who've been wounded and may continue to suffer. Dr. Eid Azar is the chief of staff at St. George Hospital and an infectious disease expert. Dr. Azar, thanks so much for making time for us at this most busy moment.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And I gather your hospital was badly damaged in the explosion. Can you tell us what happened and what you saw?
Yeah, actually, our hospital is just facing Beirut seaport. We're probably less than 1 kilometer, 1,000 meter. I was in second floor, just finished my clinic, ready to do the rounds. Everything was just destroyed in 1 second. The ER, the laboratory, the electricity was cut. The staff was injured. We had 4 nurses that lost their lives. 317 different casualties inside the building. First thing you do in a situation like this, because we didn't know what we're dealing with, we did run away to the outside with my team. Then, you know, minutes later, we start to understand that something happening in the city. And then after that, we activated the evacuation plan. You're talking about a facility with 300 plus inpatients, 1,800 employees. Everybody in the hospital grabbed with himself whatever he can or she can from the floors, and they started evacuation.
I understand, Dr. Azar, that a little baby boy was born at the moment of the blast.
Yeah, we had 3 deliveries at the time happening. 2 of them already happened a few minutes before the explosion. And one, she was in labor. And it's bizarre because, you know, I was walking those stairs of evacuation that go through the delivery suite, and you had this woman in full labor. And you just, you know, I passed by her a couple of times saying, it's weird, we cannot give you this privacy that you need, but stay calm. And then once we can find you an evacuation plan, then we will take you downstairs. And it happened, you know, within 2 or 3 hours from the explosion.
And your hospital must have been very busy with COVID-19 patients already.
We were one of these hospitals that leading the fight against corona. And we had 18 patients in the intensive care units, intubated. We had a COVID-19 floor and a COVID-19 ICU, totaling 18 other patients. So Lebanon is around 7 million inhabitants. So we were around 50 to 100 new cases per day. Last week were a little bit more, and then we had the blast. So now not only we lost our centers that dealt with corona, we are waiting to see the impact of the blast, because, you know, once we had that, we had funerals, people gathering again, you know, social distancing is impossible in a situation like this.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So we'll see how the numbers will be next week.
Doesn't sound like there's enough to take care of people in Beirut right now.
Yeah, it's not only the idea in Lebanon about, you know, the resources issue, is about how you manage your resources, because the healthcare system has been suffering for the last couple of years, like all other Lebanese institutions, from the financial issues. Going forward, it's going to be a very challenging time, especially now you hear that nobody wants to help help too much the Lebanese government because of the level of corruption that we have. Mm-hmm. I'm very skeptical about a national plan because they are not easy to execute in the political and financial atmosphere that we have now in the city.
I'm sure there are people listening to us who will be moved and want to help. What can people do?
This time, and it was clearly said, at least by the French president who visited us the next day of the explosion, that all aids now, it's going to go directly to the people. And if this model actually is better worked out, it may be one of the ways that can help Lebanon avoid doing the mistake of the 90s, where all this international help went to a corrupt government. So now we established on the on our website, a donation site. Anybody, you know, who's listening can just go to St. George Hospital, Beirut, donation. We are ready to provide all the transparency needed and making sure that the people who that we care for receive the aid directly.
Dr. Eid Azar is Chief of Staff and an infectious disease expert at St. George Hospital in Beirut. Dr. Azar, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.